We're going to put you under the spotlight for a second, Brandon, and actually talk about some of these questions. This one comes from AT&T. This is one that AT&T has asked. If you could be a superhero, who would it be?
Oh, okay. My first thing I pictured was I got to have a cape. So I think it'd be Superman. I think I would have to be Superman because I just love the idea of the cape and just to be flying through the sky. I love that. And I don't have any brown or black hair anymore. It's all white. So I it would be an opportunity for me to go back to what my hair color used to be.
So it's really about outfit for you.
It's really about the cape and the hair. It's really about outfit. What is that telling about me? It's really about the outfit. But that was my first reaction. I said, yeah, you know, I'd be Superman. Yeah. Now, of course, you get all those great benefits of being a superhero. You can stop crime. And Superman always had kind of the Boy Scout image was always...
The kryptonite problem.
There's the kryptonite problem, but I think every good hero's got to have their Achilles heel, so I'm good with that. And I was a Boy Scout back in the day, so I've got the kind of the Clark Kent glasses.
You do, yeah.
So I think I picked it because it would also be the probably easiest move for me.
Now, what do you think about that answer?
So that's a good one. I don't know. I think I probably answered that poorly. I think so. I think the part of my answer that was good was I was real. I was pretty honest.
I just threw
it off the top of my head, and I kind of went through a little bit of some, and I made it fun and playful. But I think if I was the interviewer listening to me, I would sit back and think, man, is that guy a little superficial? He only cares about this cape,
right? All right, Superman sort of seems like the obvious answer, maybe.
And it seems a little obvious, not very creative. Yeah. So I don't know what kind of points I'd give myself. Maybe points for authenticity, low points for creativity. Mm. And then, so what would I do with the superpowers? I really didn't answer that very well.
That's right.
So,
do you want the cold breath, the laser eyes? Do you want the ability to fly, like the super strength? You didn't really address any of that.
So authenticity, yes. Productivity, no.
Yeah. Okay.
And creativity, no. I think I wouldn't hire me.
Okay. Well, all right. So here's another one. This one is from Zappos.com. On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you?
Assuming 10 is uber weird.
Super weird, 1 being just crazy straight-laced.
Crazy straight-laced. I would have to give myself probably a 5 or a 6.
Really?
I would.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Because on the surface, I look pretty normal, pretty straight-laced. Maybe even look more on the little conservative side. But underneath, I just see the world differently. I'm just beat to my own drum. And have very clear perspectives on how I see the world and the lives people, what good lives mean. And so I think in that way, I'm very unconventional.
See, now you see what you've done. You've and actually maybe this is a good thing. You've twisted the question to what you want to answer, which is not weird, but unconventional.
It's true. Look at that. And that's what I've done. I called it unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even use the word weird, which again, it goes back to the way I described
it. It's all about what is the definition of weird, I guess, probably, too.
Right. So I've done a good job of finding ways to get my weirdness to fit into the world.
Yeah.
So I don't push against it. I fit in to get the world to move in my direction.
Yeah.
Now, so I'd probably give myself a 5 or 6 on that.
That's not a bad answer. That's not a bad answer. As I recall from looking at this, Zappos was sort of looking in the middle range. They didn't want somebody too weird because you'd probably be too off the wall.
Great. Well, after the last question, I was feeling pretty bad. So now I got a job. Okay, good. All right, yeah. I answered that one well. So I'm 1 for 2.
Yeah. Okay, let's do one more just because 3 is a nice number. If Hollywood made a movie about your life, who should be cast in the starring role?
If Hollywood made a movie about my life, who should be cast in the starring role? Okay, so I've got two answers, so I haven't quite decided.
Let me share my
two answers. So the first one is I like Matthew Broderick. In fact, kind of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of like that. So Matthew's now up in age, but if you kind of go back to kind of
he's got the salt and pepper hair now.
The younger Matthew Broderick, I like that because I think of myself as a little bit more. A little more fit in that mold, a little more push up against authority a little bit, you know, and kind of go do things the way that I want to do it and maybe it's a little more aspirational than anything else, but I like Matthew Broderick, so I'd pick one. Now, if I was to go for something more glamorous, you know, Harrison Ford, you know, I would go with that, the younger version, because I always loved Indiana Jones.
Mm.
So the whole Indiana Jones thing.
The professorial sort of.
Got it, you know, yeah. and that's kind of my thing right now. I'm kind of professor part-time. So, you know, I that would be the other side. So how did I do?
Yeah, how did you? This one seems like a tougher question to get at, but it does offer some insight into your self-perception.
I think it does.
I think it's aspirational, as you said, with Matthew Broderick. I think even the Harrison Ford maybe is a little aspirational, and you're probably thinking,
I like this.
Well,
I'm
older.
Closer to Harrison Ford than I am Matthew Broderick. That's my takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I don't think a company would hire me based on the fact that I just told them either one, I want to take a day off, and I'm going to call it sick. Right?
Actually, both of those characters would just disappear.
Or two, I'm going to shoot out my office back window and off to do an adventure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So both the ones I picked probably would not make for good employment, but do give insight into who I am.
But for the right culture, could be the right fit.
Could be. For that particular culture that's looking for that, I would be a good fit.